Hi there, my name is James Chu and I am the founder and host of the Rebrand Podcast and also the founder and host of a Dad's Mission for Success show. And I'm here to tell you about how you can use podcasting to grow your brand and attract new customers, build your business, you know, get new business, all that kind of good stuff that we need in business to make sure that the profits keep growing and our customers are happy and our community is getting served in the best possible way. So I wanted to write this article for Firebrand Talent to look at the five different ways that I believe brands can really harness the power of podcasting. So I'm just going to run through those really quickly and how you can apply them to your business in a practical sense and get the most value for money when it comes to podcasting. So first of all, a podcast, in my personal belief, is there to educate the broader community. It's also there to bring in new customers and establish yourself as the go-to resource for that particular niche. Now, how can you really apply this? You know, what problem does your product solve? If you can create a podcast and you can create weekly content around this problem, not only is that going to service your existing community by providing extra value and over-delivering, but it's also going to establish yourself to new customers and attract new customers who are looking for similar items in that particular industry. Not only is the podcast going to attract new people across different audio networks such as iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, that sort of stuff, but the content that you're going to produce alongside the podcast, so the blog post and the show notes, is also going to provide you some, you know, blog and SEO benefits as well. So it's another, you know, one really good way to sort of look at podcasts and how it can help your business grow. The second one is to use your existing platforms to market this podcast and to encourage sharing. One way that I really suggest that brands do this is to have a very strong call to action at the end of your podcast. Maybe you set a challenge every week for your audience. Maybe that's leave a comment on the show and tell us what your biggest struggle is for this week. Or maybe you put out a call to action that is very specific to your niche that's really going to help you understand the sort of challenges or the issues that your community is facing, which is then going to help you produce better content down the track. If you need to market your services, you're going to understand the language that people are going to sort of speak in because you've seen them reply in the comments. So it's just a really good way to encourage sharing and encourage engagement with your audience and, you know, You've worked really hard on these existing platforms, so you know why not use them? The third tip I have for you is to harness existing relationships in the industry and seek interview opportunities. Now, I guess this is sort of like having a face to the brand. You know, maybe that's if you're a single, like a sole trader, or maybe you're a big corporation, having someone who can do the interviews, who is the representative for your brand. Maybe it's the CEO, maybe it's the directors, someone like that who can go on other podcasts. That helps you reach a broader audience, but also bringing in other industry experts to your show. Now, one way to look for industry experts that are going to help you and that you can find really good industry experts is take a look at your existing network on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. You know, is anyone marketing a new product or service? Typically, if people are marketing new products or services or they're getting ready to launch a new product or service, they're probably looking for interview opportunities. Makes it a really great way if you reach out and it seems like you're doing them a favor by helping them out and sort of gets you, you know, some kudos in the favor bank for later on. Now, my fourth tip is to use dedicated podcast networks such as Audioboom, SoundCloud, Spreaker, iTunes, everything like that. I'm sort of talking more along the lines of hosts here and using hosts because they have the dedicated infrastructure in place for podcasts. Rather than putting it on, say, a WordPress blog or something like that you use for a company website, you know, utilizing dedicated infrastructure to host your podcast can often help it be found a lot easier. And I use Audioboom as a specific example because their social sharing widgets are 100% embeddable across all social media platforms. Recently, SoundCloud took theirs off from Facebook. So using a platform such as Audioboom provides you a better opportunity to share your content, get it noticed, and also it means that your audience doesn't have to leave the social networks to listen to your content. So that's my fourth tip, is use a dedicated host for your podcast hosting. It makes it easier to get it out there. And finally, number five is using a special offer to get users onto your email list, which helps in turn will help your email marketing. And the reason I say this, and an example I give, is Nick Loper from Side Hustle Nation. Nick creates individual downloadable resources for his shows. So just builds on the content that has been shared in that particular episode. It's a little bit more in depth than, say, the show notes are. And it just gives him another opportunity to get people onto his list. It gives them extra content, he's delivering extra value. And he's seen as a thought leader, but he's also sort of growing his business at the same time and increasing his email marketing capabilities. So there you have it. That is five ways that I suggest brands use podcasting to grow their business and their brand, and how brands can really harness the power of podcasting. It's a growing market. It's getting massive. We're seeing the first podcast conference here in Australia in late November. So that'll be really great for podcasting in Australia, but also the world. You've got podcast movement over in the US. It's a great movement. And I really think podcasting can help your brand grow and help it move forward into later half of 2015 and also into 2016, 17. So if you'd like to check out my stuff, again, I'm the host of the Rebrand Podcast and also the founder of A Dad's Mission for Success, where I bring a little bit of humor to serious business. I hope to see you soon, and I look forward to hearing your comments on this article. If you have any questions or you use podcasting in a specific way, I'd love to hear them. Please leave a comment on this article and I'll reply to as many as I can.